Hello, everyone. Welcome to Celtic Preacher. It is podcast 215. You know, there are times in our lives when things seem to be moving in a direction that we like. And life is never perfect, of course. But overall, would say, yeah, you know, I'm good. Everything's okay. My job's going along the way I like it, or you have children, it's like your children are doing well, or if you're retired, your plans are shaping up and you're getting to do the things that you want to do. And overall, it's just a good time. And I think that if I had been with Jesus on that first Palm Sunday, so this is the last week of his life, Sunday to Sunday, if I'd been with Jesus on that first Palm Sunday, I think I would be likely to say it was a good day. And we were happy. And everything was going well. Yeah. Even though it goes downhill very, very quickly from Sunday to Sunday, that first Palm Sunday, it seemed to be working out pretty well. Jesus had told his disciples that they were headed for Jerusalem. And they were going there to celebrate their annual Passover. It was something they did every year. And Jesus had made arrangements, all the plans. He borrowed a donkey for the trip. Common way to travel 2,000 years ago. And when he got to the city, people began to recognize him because he's a bit of a celebrity. You know, he was certainly known as a rabbi, but also a healer, a miracle worker. By this point in his life, now that we're at the three-year mark, he's been teaching for 3 years, he has a reputation. So it would be like people knew people who were on death's door and now they're well. Or blind people claimed that they could see. I mean, it's just like today, healers get famous, don't they? And people want to see them. So when Jesus goes to Jerusalem with his disciples on that first Palm Sunday, people in the crowd recognize him and they start to sort of cheer him on, call out to him. And the word that they use isn't a word that we use nowadays, but it's Hosanna. And it means like, this is the one that's going to help us. This is the one that's going to save us. Now remember, back in Jesus' day, the whole land was taken over by a foreign power. So you would have your Roman soldiers, the ancient Romans, would be on every street corner. You had no freedom if you were an ancient Jew. There would be no freedom at all. You were under oppressive rule. Remember, Rome ruled the world 2,000 years ago, or the known world. So, because that was the case, people were pretty desperate for change, and they're looking for someone to come and help them and save them from this awful predicament. And by the time Jesus has been teaching for about 3 years and he's known as a teacher and a healer, that first Palm Sunday when he came into Jerusalem, the crowds are like, you know, this is the one who can maybe help us. This is the one. And they were waving their palm branches, you know, like flags. And they would take their palms. This is why we call it Palm Sunday. They would take their palms, put it on the ground like a carpet for the donkey to walk on. So if you had been there that first day and you had been one of Jesus' students and you experienced all this praise, an affirmation, it would be like, yeah, this is really good. I mean, people are getting it at last. They're seeing what we see. This is the one who's going to make all the difference in the world. And yeah, you'd be thrilled because at last people are recognizing what you have already recognized. You've met this Jesus, you've seen him, you know he's something different. You know he's going to rescue you. You're not exactly sure how he's going to do it, But you've put your trust in this one, and you have certainly become a follower. And so that first Palm Sunday, you would be thinking, at last, you know, the penny's dropped. People are catching on. This is the Messiah. It's going to make a difference. This one's going to change everything. What a great day. What a great day. Everything going just the way we want it. Jesus got the donkey, walked into the city, group of supporters there, life is good. Now, here's the odd thing. By Friday, if you had been there, you would say it was the worst day of our life. If you had been there, you would say it was great on Palm Sunday, but it started to go downhill pretty fast. It went downhill on Thursday. He was betrayed by one of his students, sold out basically for money. He told his enemies where to find him. His name was Judas. By Friday, he's arrested. He's executed, crucified. And by Friday night, he's buried. That fast. So if you had been there that week, that first Palm Sunday week, you'd be saying everything went downhill by Thursday. Not only did one of his disciples turn against him, but the crowds who were all for him at the beginning of the week changed their minds when he didn't help them the way that they wanted help. It was just the worst time ever. Because on Friday he's dead, and it was just awful. Now, the thing that caught my attention about this week is, first of all, the ups and downs of the whole thing and how dramatic it all is. Because we have Palm Sunday, and everybody's thinking that's a good day. And then Thursday, getting bad. Then Friday, worst thing ever. That's a lot of change in a short space of time. And when you think about this, I'm seeing in this pattern sort of a microcosm of our lives here. Have you ever experienced something happening, and it's a drastic change? You're thinking everything's good. You're thinking everything's going along according to plan, and then something happens. Something changes your life or the plan. It's not going to be the way that you want it. Something happens and the stability's gone. Or something happens and the opportunity's missed. It becomes clear to you that the relationship that you completely put your trust in is shaky, and it might not last the way you hoped it would. What you thought was a sure thing isn't a sure thing. We've all experienced this, right? We've all experienced this. All these sorts of ups and downs can take their toll. And to be honest, when you move forward from Good Friday to Good Friday is the day he died, when you move forward to Easter Sunday, initially that actually doesn't really fix anything. Because early in the morning when the women go to the grave, it just brings up a whole new set of feelings like bewilderment and fear and confusion and alarm because they have no idea what is going on. It's like, well, we saw him die and we were there to bury him and now the grave's empty. I mean, it's just like a horror story. Now, yes, eventually, very slowly, it begins to dawn on them that he is alive, but it's a whole new way of relating. It's never going to go back to, it will never return to life as usual. It's a completely different way of relating to him. So as I was looking at this last week of Jesus' life, filled with all these extremes from everything's great, it's going according to plan, we're celebrating, we're together, the crowds are liking him, we're making some headway, you're surrounded by your favorite people, you have a sense that it's good, it's going somewhere good, there's approval, there's popularity, it's a bit of a high. So as I was looking at this last week of Jesus' life, filled with all these sorts of extremes from everything's going according to plan, we're celebrating, we're all together, there's approval, there's popularity, people are actually getting it. I think we're making a difference, everything's fine, it's good. And then Friday, it all falls apart, or so it seems. And then on Sunday again, it's all changed again. It's just a whole new reality. Now, I thought about this. When I thought about the last week of Jesus' life and all the highs and lows and the confusion and the glimmers of hope and then the devastating despair and then the hope again, I thought, that's sort of an overarching view of life. You know, it's like a microcosm of our life. You know, all these ups and downs. And some of us have these highs and lows in one day, right? If you're a person that's very sensitive to your feelings, you're going to say, yeah, you know what? I can feel all these things in one day. I can feel joy. I can feel confusion. I can feel devastation. I can be frightened. I can have a glimmer of hope. Yeah, that sounds like some of my days, right? If you're put together in such a way that you're very sensitive to feelings, this can be a day for you. Sunday's great. Thursday's frightening. Friday's devastating. Easter Sunday, a glimmer of hope. Could it work out? Could it be okay? How do I get my head around this? What is this thing? Yeah, isn't that like a microcosm of life? It's like it's a bit like the way life is. You can be all over the place. Even in a single day, emotionally, you can experience it all, right? We can be all over the place. Hope, expectation, disappointment, excitement, approval. And here's the thing. Much of the time, we might be reading the events inaccurately, because we really don't know the whole story. You know, what the disciples thought was the worst day, Friday, ended up being the gateway to something entirely new. Actually, something they could never have imagined. So when these disciples go through all these events of the last week of Jesus' life, they don't always accurately discern what is good and what is bad. And I think we do the same thing all the time. All the time. We're forever putting things into good categories or bad categories, and we don't really know for sure. Not all the time, because we don't see the full story. We can very quickly make judgments. This is terrible. This is the worst thing that could happen. It's going from bad to worse. Or this is the best thing that could happen. I really need this to happen. I want this to happen. I think it would serve us well to not move so quickly to certainty. Because no matter what part of the week I find myself in, it's a part, it's not the whole. So I might find myself, maybe I'm in a, you know, a Good Friday time of life. Or maybe I'm in a Palm Sunday time of life. That's good, right? It's not about downplaying happiness or downplaying delight or downplaying popularity or whatever. It's not so much that. It's more about holding it lightly. And the same with Friday. It's not about downplaying the devastation of grief and confusion and loss and death. It's real. We do suffer. We do go through a lot of pain and hurt. And we need to. We need to experience all of it. But again, it's a way of pausing and remembering. I am a part of something much bigger than individual events that affect me. Something much bigger is happening here. Now, did the disciples get this? No, they didn't. Do we? No. Much of the time, we don't. We don't. You know, if you had said to disciples, you know, what's going to happen this week? It's going to change the world. They'd be like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I know it's changing me and I don't like it. But I don't know what you're talking about. And, you know, that's the way it is. We don't always see God's plan. I mean, do we ever, when you think about it, right? From the disciples' limited view, it looked like everything fell apart by Friday. It's like we need a wider perspective. I think a wider perspective can give us stability that we need. Things looked totally chaotic, and they were. They were at one level. But Friday wasn't chaotic for God, right? We all go through chaos and tragedy and hope and joy, and from our perspective, it may look hopeless, but it doesn't look hopeless to God, whatever happens, whatever happens. From our perspective, it might look like the end, but again, not for God. I think we have to practice holding on to that kind of anchor, don't we? And we have to practice holding on to that promise that God is faithful, God is in control, and God has a plan in all of this for us as individuals and larger for us as, you know, as part of the whole world. It's not just an individual thing. We know the scripture tells us, yeah, making all things new. We don't know what that looks like for sure. We know it's good because God is good. And I think that that's what we have to hold on to in all the ups and downs of life, particularly when we're absolutely devastated by change of some kind. It's like, I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. On Sunday, everything was good. And now it's gone from bad to worse. I think especially at times like that, we need to hold on to one, the anchor, who never changes, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and is with us in all things. He's with us in all things, working out God's plan for our lives. Something to hold on to during shaky times.